Well, she's one of our finest singer-songwriters with a stellar career, and like all good Tasmanian shearwaters, she's made her way home. She had the good fortune to do that pre-COVID-19, Monique Brumby. She's my next guest, and it's lovely to welcome her to Sunday Morning. Hello, Monique.
Hello, Jane. Great to be here.
I remember the first show I did supporting Deborah Conway at the Wheat Sheaf for $40.
Oh.
Me and my friend Kev. We lived on Molay Street, and we played at the old Wheat Sheaf. Supporting Deborah, and I was just really nervous to meet her because I had loved that String of Pearls album when it came out. So that was sort of like my first big gig, and you know, it just seems like yesterday. It doesn't really seem like that long ago. However, there is just a wealth of experience that I'm really glad that I have now, and I really love to share that experience with young artists that I work with because, you know, people need mentors and people need information and strategies on how to deal with things, particularly in the music industry, because it's a very difficult industry to navigate your way through.
And you know, you don't know what you don't know.
Well, that's right, and I think that, you know, there's a fine line between humility or arrogance and confidence. You know, and I think that sometimes insecurity in young artists can come across as being arrogance. And I certainly probably felt that there were elements of my persona or personality that seemed like I was really confident when I started. Mm. I was actually just really scared all the time. Mm. And, you know, it's a very difficult start that I had. You know, being signed to a major record company when I was 21, it was really... it was actually really hard to navigate through that, Jane, because, you know, there was a lot of scrutiny and high pressure, and really you're just sort of finding out, I think, who you want to be as a person in the world. You're still trying on different identities, and I think there's an element of that you do that goes through your life, but I do think in those early years of development, it's really important for artists to have really good support systems and people around them who really care about them.